This podcast is brought to you by Poncho and GoDaddy. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Got something to say? Blog it with your free quick blog from GoDaddy.
Hello, it's me, Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergies, and I'm waiting for... I'm not going to play my introduction until my files are finished downloading, because I have a new song from the Mr. Zichi, and I'm very excited to play it, but it's still downloading. Evidently, when you switch to the IMAPs for downloading mail, that's technical for those of you who aren't lesbians. You get to finger yourself for a while it downloads shit at very slow speeds. I imagine that's Google's fault because I have a fast OSP here at home. I've got my hand up my cunt right now, and it really feels good. There's nothing like putting your hand in your old vagina. I really feel sorry for mans that don't have vaginas to take comfort in their own. I think maybe that's why they... You know, they go killing each other. Yeah, there's something weird. I mean, there's so many female leaders in the world with this Brazier Balthazar, whatever her name is, coming up. She's obviously going to be the new prime minister of Pakistan, assuming they don't kill her. If they haven't already, I haven't even checked the news. But I think she'll make it. And what is this? Why did I get such an old... Huh? I don't get it. Basically, I got a comment. No, that's not it. I don't know what's going on with my WordPress. WordPress, I sound like a German. So Peter Maverick from Windy City Radio is going to be in Rudolph the Red-Hosed Reindeer. I posted it on East Radio. A little picture of her from the Flickr. What else on my gine? Talking about my gine. My vagina. Are these Rick Aguilar's pictures? He's a friend of mine, too. I need to find out. Who took this picture? Oh, yeah, Rick Aguilar. He's nice. All right, let's see. What's this? Okay. Oh, Lori Lee. You got to see this because there's this fat woman in it, and she is the fucking funniest thing. She plays like this insane Santa who, like, she's just completely fucked up. You have to see this. It's really good. It's been running for... This is the 10th year anniversary of this show. There's Olivia Newton-John. I don't know what she's doing there. I don't think she's in the program. Right. All right. Okay. Is Rudolph played by a woman this time? No. That's a boy. I don't know who that is. Let's look. From left, Lori Lee as Yukon Cornelius. She's the fucking hilarious one worth going to see for, in my opinion. Rudolph is Corey Mills. Anyway, this is on the link to Yeast Radio. She's Joan Jay on... that's David Serta's name on the Flickr is Joan Jay. Short for Joan Jr., like the Joan Jett Black, who's black, but not black. Why the fuck is it still trying to download one fucking message? How big could it possibly fucking be? Ugh, my vagina. It hurts. Good Lord. Maybe I'll try it from the... I'll try just getting it directly from the Gmails while I'm waiting. How down? I need questions for Axe Madge. I'm very nice to people when they call. I don't know why. Or when they send questions. I need questions. Please. Remember, bloatedlesbian at gmail.com with Axe Madge in the subject line. Where the fuck did it go? I guess it was this one. Okay, so we upgraded to the new version of beta, live beta. Hopefully it won't crash. You know, the other day it fucked up. I played a bunch of music. That's why you had some silence, because I was playing some chords, okay, on the keyboard, and it just sort of didn't record those. It's weird. Okay. Oh, sorry, here's the song. I get it, so he didn't actually send me the song. Okay. That's why I was losing my fucking mind. That's why. Let's see. How down, bitch? How now? How now? How now? How now? Let's quit mail again. They just did this update for the mail, and I'm sure it sucks. Yeah, like most. No, kidding. All right. Let's see. So now I just want to see if it actually downloads it. That would be a novel thing. Attachments from Yeast Radio. Do I have it set to download all my attachments on this Christing thing? It's still downloading the same fucking message. Incoming messages. That reminds me of that television program, MASH. Do you remember MASH? Where they said, incoming wounded, prolapse your gyne. Okay. I love how nobody commented on my show yesterday, except for Simon Toon, who keeps leaving these superlatives or whatever the fuck. Not superlatives, whatever. Splendid or yummy or fantastic. Because he knows I'm not going to do a show unless somebody comments. Wise person, that Simone Toon. Thanks for all the money you donated for my 700th show, by the way. Not really. Not a dime. Ugh. God, you're all such assholes. Oh, I don't blame you. Oh, well. I wouldn't pay me either. But if I need money, believe me, you're the first people I'm going to expect it from. Because I don't ask for any, except I do, you know, well, I don't get any. But I do ask, but pretend I don't ask since I don't get. So I'm going for Thanksgiving to the with the family, and that should be fun for 4 days next week for the givings and the takings, give or take. That should be nice, huh? Thanksgivings with kids. Oh, I did something terrible. I was with my niece, my grandniece, who is six or something, and my grandnephew, who's about three or something. I don't fucking know the ages. I'm retarded. But we were picking out, you know, a story time at night, and we're picking out books. And they said, well, what about the little engine that could? And I said, what about the little engine that couldn't shut the hell up? And, you know, just it came out of me like I'm doing this program. And then she said, what do you mean? I said, oh, I'm just being retarded. No, I didn't say retarded because you can't say retarded because that's you can't say anything bad with kids, but they're allowed to beat the hell out of you. That's just how it works. How the fuck long is this fucking file it's trying to download for me? Okay, show details. Download. Okay, it's only 6 megabytes. It should not download this slowly. This is the 19,000th. I mean, do you ever say this is still the 1900s? No, the 20th century? It's not. It's the 21st century, like the real estate. Okay, synchronizing all mail, and it's also fetching. Yeah, fetching. It's not finding shit. Well, mail is fucked still on Tiger or Leopard, whatever the fuck you call this thing. Yeah, that's right. Oh, wait a second. Here it is. It's just fucked. I mean, it's there. It's just... not really there. Oh, yeah, it is there. No. I don't understand how this works, to say the truth. The truth. Sorry, truth, I meant. Oh, it came in as junk mail. Don't you dare put Mr. Zichi in his junk mail, this fucking piece of junk. Putting a shanty no lemon in his junk, well, that's okay. But don't put Mr. Zichi in his junk mail, you fuck. Fucking assholes. I'm sitting here waiting to talk about my vagina for a change. Because this fucking thing mark. How? Why on earth would you mark Mr. Zichi as junk? I would never. It wasn't marked that way in Gmail, so something in mail is doing it. You know, it was Sheldon sent me. I mean, Griselda sent me something the other day, and it came in as junk. So I pressed, you know, unjunk to turn it not into junk. And you know what? It went right back into junk again. It was like back and forth, like a goddamn fucking tennis game. Anyway. Here's the new song from Mr. Zichi. Oh, thank God, it's 6 minutes. Oh, thank God, so I can maybe get some more coffee, or maybe I can go downstairs. Oh, you don't have any foods. Anyway, here it is. This is called Mind to Give, and it has some nice lyrics. Mr. Zichi was kind enough to send them to me, too. So anyway, I'm very excited. A long-form song from Mr. Zichi. It is... not directed at me, but it is, I believe, directed in general towards the people in the war. So anyway, enough with the intros. Here it is. I'm very excited. I really am. Oh, my vagina.
Thank you. for the blind. There's oil going up in flames today, and the press back home was pretty much the same. Take care over there, watch your back, we want you back. Take care over there, watch your back, you gotta come back for mom. She can't lose another son. She can't.
He does it to me. He tricks me with these cold endings. You never know how Mr. Zichy song is going to end. Very nice song for Mr. Zichy. Thank you for that. I hope you put it on the Pod Safe Music Network or wherever you can put it on where people can play it other than me, because nobody hears it on this show, evidently, since I only got one comment. You know, that sucks. 700 fucking shows. And now this is a serious bitch. Now, I really do. Seriously, let's be serious for a minute. I seriously do appreciate the people listening to the show. So I don't mean to take it out on you, because you're the people I like. But I can't yell at the people who don't listen to the show. It doesn't make any fucking sense. So I have to yell at you. You get it? Anyway, those of you who aren't listening to the show who happen to be listening today, look, I've been doing 700 fucking shows. I need an audience. But you see, I don't compromise my show one fucking bit. So when I'm angry, I'm angry. When I'm bored, I'm bored. When I'm prolapsed, I'm prolapsed. And when my vagina itches, I scratch it.
A dry cunt is a prolapsed cunt.
Yeah, so surely there's got to be, you know, thousands and thousands more people that would be... fucking just lie and tell people to listen. Make... I don't care. I do. I do. It's just that I think once if I'm no longer obligated to do this show as a daily show, I probably won't at this rate. Really, because I just don't have the audience to justify it. When I do videos, I get 20 times the audience. So I imagine if that happens, I will, which I'd rather it didn't happen, actually, because I want to keep, whatever. I hope it doesn't, but if it does... then I have to, I probably work less on audio and more on video just because, not really for any reason, just because I'll do it whenever I feel like it. It's kind of how I do it now, but sometimes I do it when I don't feel like it. But it's just like, in terms of, you have to look at anything in terms of, I mean, that's why I started podcasting, because I was performing on stage and I would go and I'd rehearse for a month and to have 60 people in the audience on one night, you know, and then I started podcasting. I said, wow, I can get 1,000 people, you know, just for doing one day's work without any rehearsal. Wow, what's that about? You know, isn't that great? So by the same means, I have to look at how many people can I reach, you know, and yeah, I think what I do here is meaningful, but how many people can I reach doing this when I can reach 20 times or more doing a video about my giant. You know what I mean? So
now that I've got this rectivaginal fistula, the yeast infection is the least of my problems.
But don't feel that you, as my audience, are powerless and say, well, you know, Madge has such a big audience. At least she gets comments. I imagine somebody probably thinking. I know, like, Mikey Pod was complaining that, you know, he doesn't get enough comments when I was bitching about mine. He's like, well, now you know how I feel on the blag. Anyway, did you know Hell in a Handbag Productions is located on Farragut? All right. So, my giant. Okay, so this is ridiculous. So you're on a call. I had a psychiatrist meeting, office prolapse at 5:30 yesterday. Well, it's fucking far, okay? So what I did is I rode to my sister's house, borrowed the minivan, and drove up there because it's by the fucking airport. Normally I take the bus, whatever. So, but you see, I was putzing around as usual. This time, what was I putzing with? Oh, yeah, the new Final Cut, because the updates have just come out. So, of course, I had to load them and try them. And, you know, it looks like there's some interesting 24P stuff, but I haven't had a chance to investigate it. But anyway, so I got to my the appointment was, it takes 45 minutes to get there. I got to my sister's house at 20 after 5. The appointment was 5:30. I got there at 6. And the girl who works there was turning off the lights. I said, oh, am I too late? She said, yes. Call next time. So I did all that for nothing. So now I have to go through all this again in 2 weeks. Isn't that fucking ridiculous? And then think it's this day when it's the other day and all this bullshit. I suck so much, cunt. For real, though. For real. For real. Isn't that nice, though? I like that song from Mr. Zici. I have any new things? Did anyone call me? Why do I keep getting this EFAX bullshit? I am so fucking sick of EFAX. See, I'm an idiot because I have crap that I don't cancel. Are any of you like that? You just have like monthly bills that you should fucking cancel? Let's do that now, actually. Maybe that would be fun to do. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, so I want to cancel my cervix. What's that noise? Oh, I had coffee making. Oh, well. Let's see. How do I cancel billing? Cost of my free number. The cost of calling my free number. That's funny. Okay, cancel. Account maintenance. Upgrading. I need my EFAX. Adding. Change. How about cancel, you fucking asshole? I hate fucking EFAX. What a dumb waste of time that is. I never even fucking use that. Doesn't tell you how to cancel. Doesn't fucking tell you how to cancel. Contact support. Frequently asked questions. Okay. Let's see. How can I uninstall? Blah, blah, blah. How can I free this, free that? How can I add a new number? What? Do they think people won't cancel because it's not on your frequently asked questions? I mean, seriously. Do they think, oh, well, maybe I won't change? Well, actually, it worked for me. But that's dishonest. How can I receive blah, blah, blah? How can I fucking cancel? Jesus fucking Christ. Cancel. Yeah, cancel's not fucking on. I'm just going to Google search. Cancel EFAX service. No, that's not it. You can find out how to cancel EFAX service at this page. Okay, let's see. Click here. Fucking assholes. If you're considering canceling your EFAX account because you're having a problem using this service, this is like fucking AOL where they fucking force you. Oh, I have to press chat now. Chattanooga. What the fuck? What email am I using? Let's see here. Vagina. My glib vagina. Okay, that one. Is it that one? Okay. Oh, really? God, is it really? Is that the email now? It's both email. I don't know what fucking email I used. Oh, who cares? Okay, let's see. Madge, fucking cunt. Am I still recording? Yeah. Am I still recording? Yeah. Okay, fucking cunt. Madge Weinstein. Let's see. Bloated lesbian at gmail.com. Start chat. Okay. starts chat. Please cancel my Efex account, you dirty whore. Let's see, what's the number? What's the fucking number? It doesn't even say my fucking number on this thing. I did oh, this thing is really being a cunt. I pressed it. Oh, no, it's waiting. Okay. It's waiting for live person. Okay. Let's see. I don't fucking know. Efex. Maybe if I Google it with Spotlight search, maybe this fucking thing finally works. Efex number. Number. Number tabella. Did that thing... Did anybody tape that thing that I was on in Holland, that the Veryl Drydoer show? Because I think somebody emailed me and said they saw it, but I don't know. They didn't respond to my email, so I don't know. God, Finder wants permission. Why does the Finder have to go to the internet? It's weird. Okay. Let's see. Efex, number Efex. The fuck is it? Oh, I can look on my... No, that's not it. Maybe it's on my credit card bill. Let's see. Meeting summary report. What the fuck does that mean? It's for some club I belong to. Never mind that. Many business. Efex. Efex. Well, it doesn't say what my fucking number is. Jesus Christ. You know what? This sucks. Can I log in? Can I? Transferring live chat. Chattanooga. All right. Panacea. That's where Andy Mountain's from. Panacea. It's the panacea. 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 Oh, I wish I was in Land of Prolapse. Get fucked. This is a nice story here. It's something to remember about the election of 2000, so-called election. This is from Consortium News. I don't know. Editor's note, 6 years ago on another Veterans Day holiday, eight news organizations published the findings of their unofficial report of Florida's disputed ballots. The recount had discovered that Al Gore... would have won the decisive Florida election if all legally votes were counted. However, just two months after the 9/11 attacks, the news organizations chose to conceal the obvious Gore won lead, apparently putting their sense of patriotism over journalistic professionalism. Rather than tell already shaken Americans that the wrong man was in the White House, the big news outlets... Wait a second, it's here. What the fuck? Hi. I need to cancel my Efex account. God damn it, these fucking web 2.0 things never fucking work. I never use it. Let's see, maybe my Google desktop will tell me, since Apple's only had 6 years to figure out how to make Spotlight work. Apple, Efex number. I don't know it. I haven't used it. It just keeps showing up in my credit card bill every month. And I get emails from Efex, but I don't see where the number is. Let's see, Efex, credit card, Which credit card? MBNA, maybe? That's what I'll do. I'll look at the credit card receipt. A lesson to you is don't ever sign up for crap. Let's see. Cancel eFax. Let's see. Ah, eFax. They want to know the email account. Sorry, this is boring. Yeah. Let's see. And the last four digits of my credit card account is, hold on. Why the fuck is it? 2890. Oh, I shouldn't tell you. That's, now you all know. All the 12 of you. $28.90 are the last four digits of my MasterCard. Let's see. Don't make me say bloated lesbian. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't say. I fucking hate this eFax. What crap is this? eFax. Never sign up for anything. Next, we're canceling Weight Watchers because I never go to their fucking meetings. Weight Watchers and Weight Watchers Anonymous are very different things. Did I say Mastered Card? I think I did. Oops. Let's see. Maybe I can play some music while I'm masturbating this thing. Of course, I'm on beta, so... I'm on beta. Is there a reference number? I don't get how you're supposed to even... You know, these rip-off services, they try to get you to sign up for crap. Why the fuck did I sign up for eFax? Jesus Christ. Who fucking needs that shit? God. It's not even in my Spotlight. You know, the problem with Spotlight, it doesn't give you enough. The problem with Google Desktop Search, it doesn't give you... It gives you too many as answers. eFax, number, Weinstein. Let's try that. My God. Web history, 21 files. Image, no. Acknowledgements, no. 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 That ain't it. No. No. Did I ever even sign up for this thing, or are they just fucking billing me? Miss bills. You know, I should just tell them my fucking... Call the credit card company and tell them I lost my fucking credit card. Yeah, but that's not a good way to do it, because they can still fuck with you. Let's see, I've tried that before. eFax service. Oh, here's the phone number. I can always call it if these people keep giving me a hard fucking time. But how am I supposed to know any of this shit? I don't fucking know. Now I lost the fucking thing it's on, Talisman. Thank you for providing. I have located and verified your account. Please give me a moment to go through while I go through your records. In the meantime, please type the number for your reason to cancellation. Problem. Moving to another provider. Okay. Hey, is this fucking... is this a fucking computer I'm talking to? Jesus Christ. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to try cancelling Weight Watchers on the other side. Now let's see. Wait. At least this one I should know. Weight Watchers. Watchers.com. Oh, look at that fat guy they have on the fucking cover. I don't want to look like her. I really look like her. That's what I'm supposed to aspire to? A fat fucking fuck who doesn't exercise and just diets? Fuck that. Now I got my free membership coming, so I'm not going to stay on... The Weight Watchers. I should give it to Annie Mountain, but I can't. The reason I'm doing this is because I kind of can't afford it. Okay. I sort of made some financial miscalculations. Exercising with creaky knees. Oh, I must be on the Chinese site. Okay. Last recorded weight tracking day, 1/22/07. Jesus Christ, it's been almost a year. Christ. All right. How do I quit? How do I cancel? How do I cancel my account? Okay. Log into my profile, see how big and fat I am. At least my weight hasn't gone up. Account status. Let's see. They never tell you how to cancel fucking easily. Cancel me. I'll edit subscription. Monthly pass. Add-ons. I want it. Cancel it. I want to fucking cancel it. Show me how to cancel this fucking shit. Switch food plans. Switch type to monthly pass. Login preferences. Account status. How do I cancel it? Cancel it. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. The cancel button is like the size of a Russian penis. Oh, no, those are big. Let's see. Let's see. Go to cancellation page. All right. To cancel your account automatically on the site, the best is an easy way to cancel it. Yeah, whatever. Just cancel it. Reason for cancellation. I don't care. I don't have a reason. Just fucking shut up. Cancel my account. Okay. You have successfully completed the on-site cancellation process. Please review the cancellation item and print this out for your records. It is your cancellation confirmation. No, thank God. You know, I just saved like $50 a month doing this show. But I can't afford it. I should just pay all my bills. This is ridiculous. The Pay Your Bills Online Bored People to Death podcast. How about that? How about that? Print. I got to go see the birds again in 2 hours to videotape it again. It's so crowded since... I don't know what happened to Reagan. Did he say it was too cold? So he's in Chicago and he's not going to see me because it's too fucking cold? Because it's 50 fucking degrees? Hello? Can you say anorexia nervosa? Someone? Say it. I know you're all saying it, really. What the fuck? Okay. Brokay. So they came out with this 10.5.1 for the... That's good. Okay. Okay, Brandon R. What the fuck's taking so Christing long? You're just trying to wait for my patience to run out? Did I press send? No, I didn't press send. Oops. Yeah, now I press send. I have located and verified your account. Please give me a moment while I go through your records. What do you mean go through my records? What, you want to find out what sex I am? I don't fucking use the goddamn thing. Cancel it, or I will call my credit card company. How much are they charging for this, by the way? What's in my nose? Jesus Christ. I think I might need to call Cheryl. I'm getting depressed. Let's try. Then I can be more depressed. Where's the fucking Cheryl phone? It's like a bad phone, but blood. It's period blood on it. Cheryl phone. Cheryl. I could just call on this fucking computer. On the cunt top. Maybe that would work. Yeah, Skype. I'm just doing it that way because I don't know what, you know, I'm on this new thing. I don't know what's going to work. I don't know what's not going to work. Stink hair, beast. Stink beast, stink bee. Oh, God. Whose vagina is it anyway? That's what I want to know. Whose vagina it belonged to? Who it belonged to? Who it belonged to? Who it belong? Who it belonged to? Who? I got something in the mail that may help me a lot financially, though. It's a tax situation. I don't like to be specific about these things. Paris.outonthetown. This is Bicycle Mark's Twitter status. Out on the town. Paris out on the town going to hot sustainable investment parties and possibly meeting the lovely Jess Reed. Bicycle Mark, are you on crack? Sounds like somebody's hanging out with Mrs. Slocum going to power brunches. Sorry, sometimes I crack myself up. Okay, if these people don't cancel my $12.95 a month, and then they're not fucking... I'm just going to call my credit card company and tell them that they won't do it. They keep ignoring me or transferring me. But then they'll tell me, tough shit, nobody cares. And I'll be an Indian in India anyway. You won't understand what the fuck I'm saying. I got in trouble. You know, when I was in the middle of the night, my last night in Barcelona, I was trying to get them I was having a problem with my credit card because, let's see, Dr. Cockney. Okay, let's see. I don't think they've ever advertised my... This company I work for has never, ever advertised a show of mine in that big box. Isn't that amazing? Pod Show has never done that. They must really hate me. Oh, well, at least I got paid. I don't know. Recording. Why they even brought me in if they sort of, like, put me in this shame spiral. That's weird, huh? Whatever. I know you don't know what I'm talking about, so I'll shut up, but it's kind of like... Let's see what Brandon has to say. Brandon, did you fucking cancel my account? Please get... You have a free number in the same account. The number will get closed when the... Since you have mentioned that you find it expensive to pay... No. I do not wish to have any further account with EFX. Please cancel everything now and... No, and that's all. No deals. Okay, so they said they're trying to do an AOL on me. Since you have mentioned that you find it expensive to pay the monthly fees, and in the current situation of special consideration, we will waive off the monthly fee for 2 months. You can still use this fax service for no monthly... Oh, God, who cares? However, if you decide, no. I never use the service in over 2 years. But that was not an option above when it asked me... Axed, I wrote. When it asked me why I wanted to cancel. Please cancel everything now. Otherwise, no deals. No more AOL style deals, please. I have to get back to work. Okay. I do understand your decision to discontinue. However, you will not be considered... Oh, God. However, these people are horrible. However, since you will not be charged your monthly fee for the next month, you may keep the account until then. There's certainly no obligation to pay... we will send you an additional... Okay, I understand. I will cancel your account. Okay, I understand... I understand you respect your decision to cancel. I will cancel your account immediately. I am sorry that you're leaving EFX. Can you give me some sort of confirmation number? Okay. Ever. God, get me out of this spiral. I need to shut the fuck up. I'm probably going to take this part out anyway if I remember to. Okay, I think they signed me out. Am I done? Thank you for contacting J2 Global Support. Thank God it's fucking over. Goodbye, fucking EFAX. Jesus Christ. What other monthly fees do I get that I need to get fucking rid of? Joan Jr. and the Black Hearts. Black Farts. Okay. Let's see. Did I get any other information? Oh, we're going to look at news items now. I need to get my coffee. Let's listen to some pseudo-psychedelic stuff. Meanwhile, hold on. Let's do this. This is from a record player. I'll put this on for a minute. Just for a little while. Some little backgrounds. Oh, my God. I have to pay this fucking for the video camera I bought on... using Bill Me Later like a year and a half ago. And that wasn't... It was like 6 months ago, so now they make it due. No interest if you pay the thing, you know, like right before the holidays when you don't have any fucking money anyway. But if you don't pay it, it's not like they just start paying... You just start paying interest. It's like you pay the past 6 months worth of interest. In other words, you're screwed. Get fucked. Let's see. I can't fucking move this disk drive. Okay. Happy hard on. Why did I say that? Never mind. Happy hard on. Happy hard on. Get fucked. Okay. Let's try side two. 3/4 of a lung. Oh, we didn't even call the churro. Oh, well. Okay. Let's see. Maybe we'll call Cheryl a little bit. No, we're going to do news. Newsy. I'll be right back. You can listen to this. It's coming, I think. Something's coming. Hold on. Just listen. Come on, place. Go. I'm going to have to listen to the show and edit out all that nasty stuff then. Oh well. Maybe I can pay more bills. Not funny. Okay. Bill me later. Yeah, right. Bill me later for twice as fucking much. Let's see, where's the Cheryl? Cheryl. Oh, fuck it. I'm just going to try and do it the right way. Hold on. I'm going to try and do it the right way. Okay, here I am doing it the right way, but I'm glad because I wasn't recording for a minute because I tried to call Cheryl and somebody else answered and she I would have had to erase it, so it would have been one more thing to have to edit out. So instead we're going to call the Leops line right now. The Leops line. We're going to listen back to the message. I'm going to have a friend call. Mrs. Bodenheimer, will you come here? I want you to call Cheryl. You haven't talked in a while to her.
You can be my guest.
My
hammer squish.
Please send your fax now.
Oh.
Or wait for the tone to leave a voice message.
Oh,
begin
fax.
Speaking at the tone.
Shut up.
When you're finished, hang up.
My asshole itches like I got a popsicle stick up there.
Honey, this is Mrs. Bodenheimer calling. Listen, first of all, I mean, right now I'm on Madge Weinstein's show. She tried to call you and you didn't answer your phone, and I believe she's very offended. And right now it also feels like I have a popsicle stick stuck up my ass. You know how, but it's like splintered when you take a shit, but it's like something wrong. Like you had chapped lips, chapped anal lips, honey. Oh, I'm getting my accent confused with Madge sitting next to her. Is a big problem. Anyway, honey, I was deeply offended by the fact that you asked me to send a fax just now, or your Mary answering machine person, honey, because I just sat here with Madge while she spent an hour on the chat line and on the program trying to chat. Honey. Honey. Trying to cancel her efax. And finally she got her done, and then you have the nerve to rub salt on the prolapse and, okay, I don't have anything else to say to you except you're ugly, and now I'm going to play this back so I can hear if it worked, because I'm doing it through the Skypes. This is Madge now. I put Mrs. Banningheimer back in her concentration camp can.
If you are satisfied with your message, one, to re-record, press
I
want
to hear it.
To review your...
Okay.
This is Mrs. Banningheimer calling. Listen, first of all, I'm on Madge Weinstein's show. She tried to call you, and you didn't answer your phone, and I believe she's really offended, boo-boo. And right now, it also feels like I have a popsicle stick stuck up my ass. You know how, but it's like splintered when you take a shit, but it's like something wrong. Like you had chapped anal lips, honey. I'm getting my accent confused with Madge sitting next to her. It's a boo-boo problem. Anyway, honey. I was deeply offended by the fact that you asked me to send a fax just now. Oh, you're married.
All right, already enough.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Let's call Cher. Maybe Cher will answer the phone. That could be good. Hello, Cher calling. Calling for Cher. I know she's not going to answer her phone. She's too fucking important. She won't say that it's me. She just sees a Skype thing, so she'll probably won't answer. I need to find my Skype in so she can call me. Skype in. Goddamn bitch, answer Skype in. Skype in. Where's my Christing number? God damn, is this loud. Shut the fuck up. Sorry, I'm irritated. Oh, there's my Skype. You can all write this down, too.
Please leave your message on. Record your message.
Oh, God, did I just give the number out? Do I have
to
fucking edit that
page,
out, too?
Press 5.
Yes.
When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
For delivery options, you know, go birth something. For delivery options, go birth something from your vagina. Listen, this is Madge Weinstein calling for Cher. And I love how you're so fucking important that you have this machine answer the phone. I hope this is really you, by the way. Otherwise, I called the wrong number. Listen, will you call me back? Call me Black at 7. This is my Skype in, if you get this anytime soon. I know that we haven't been able to get together because Reagan said it's too cold outside for her. Bacon Fox. 773-831-4562. That's my Skype in. 773-831-4562, that is. Bye, Cher. Call me, you dumb whore. Okay. I'm drunk dialing. Actually, except I'm not drunk. I'm prolapse dialing. Who else can we call? Nobody. Everybody's boring. Can't call Rupert because he doesn't ever answer the fucking thing. Let's see. Can we call for some croutons? Does anybody deliver croutons? I can't call Barbacia. She hates when I call it. Catch her off guards. Let's see. Why do I have 12 copies of every single fucking phone number? There needs to be some utility that just fucking cleans up all your shit, all your phone numbers on the fucking phones. Because I don't know why every time I get a new phone, it syncs and get double entries. Does everybody else have this fucking shit happen? Let's call her. Let's call Camilla. I don't know if this number still works. This is the one who I had to erase. I had to erase it from my bank because it was, well, I associated her with the word whore and she lost boyfriends. God damn
it. The number you have reached.
Oh, well, that's over. Oh, don't make me work, please. I don't have any friends. Let's see. Say aw. Let's see. Who else can I call that wouldn't mind being on the program? Let's see. My vagina? No, she doesn't have a number. She's right here. Squish, squish. Howard Stern. What is this number, Howard Stern? Is that really Howard Stern? Let's call. I don't know what to say. Oh, it's after hours.
Call the talk line at 800-482-TALK for exciting people nationwide.
No. I don't want to talk to her.
Let's see. Okay, who else can I call? My vagina. Oh, how about Jason Fleischowitz? Who knows if this number's still good? We'll see. Certainly, probably in a crack house right now. Shooting the crack. If this is still her number, then we're making progress in his life, because crackheads don't normally keep the same number for this many years.
Hi, I can't come to the phone right now, so please leave me a message. Thanks.
Jason, sorry I got phlegm. This is Madge Weinstein. You asked me to call you and to be in my program, and now you're not here. Granted, it's about 3 weeks afterwards, but you know I'm home. Listen, I want you should call my Skype in number if you get this anytime soon. And I'm still on the Skypes. The phone number of my Skype in is ... Are you still in living in the crack houses? Let's talk. 773-831-4562. 773-831-4562. Okay. Bye, Jason Fletcherwitz. That was fun. Nobody to talk to. Oh, let's call Mrs. Slocum at home. Because I think Bicycle Mark is there, too. Is it fucking too late? Hello? The fuck is that weird shit? The problem with Skype is sometimes they hear you before you answer. Before they answer, it's weird. It's like a space truck thing. God damn it. It's not so late.
Hello?
Hello, Jeffrey?
Yes?
Hey, it's Madge Weinstein. How you doing? You're on my program. You're on my program right now.
Oh, hi. Hi, program.
How are you?
Good. I'm listening to Rachmaninoff. What are you up to?
I'm prolapsing my vagina and trying to call people. You're the first one to answer, so congratulations for that. Great honor.
Sure. Thanks.
So Bicycle Mark is staying with you now, I understand?
Yeah, he just left for Maxine's. He's going to have some hoity-toity dinner with all these fake people who think they're into sustainable investment.
Right, because I saw that on his Skype message, and I thought this was something you were doing to him, but this isn't you, this is him.
No,
this sounds like you're trying to torture him with your, you know, power, business people, or whatever that you know.
My limousine liberal ways. No.
But you know those Blip TV people and all those fat-ass people like Jeff Pulver and Chris Brogan. I just figured you were sending him over to some fat-ass's house to get a break.
Yeah, he's at dinner with Jeff Pulver. No, he's getting his tickets for the web twat. But no, seriously, they're all like CEOs of banks and hedge and private equity firms. With some sustainable investors mixed in. I think it's a big conscious...
What is sustainability? I am so sick of that fucking word. What the fuck does that mean?
It means that it's business and economy that doesn't ruin the earth.
Is that what that means? I never knew what that meant.
It's sustainable.
Okay, but if you weigh 400 pounds and you graze at McDonald's every day and you put out enough gas out of your asshole to power a goddamn diesel bus, then aren't you not sustainable?
Well, sustainable, that's for sure, but I don't know about sustainable.
Sustainable with your what do you call those, sharts?
Those what?
Sharts.
Sharks.
Sharts.
Sharts.
Shit fart.
Oh, same
S-H-A-R-T. Shart.
God.
Listen, so what's going on? You have a new... You have a new website?
Yeah, I'm just throwing up videos on truthfairy.eu. I finally made use of that domain.
I believe it's pronounced "eux" because you're in France.
Yeah, or "oi," depending on
Are you just doing videos for the Navlo Plomo Homo, or are you going to
Yeah, I'm doing videos for the Navlo Plomo Homo thing. I have a fever because I have a lovely urinary tract infection.
Oh, a UTI. So, why were you fucking somebody without a con? Oh, never mind all that.
Now, I would never do anything like that.
I didn't know Bicycle Mark had an anal bacteria that causes that.
Thought I smelled something. No wonder John's been gone so much.
Is he out of town?
What's that?
Where is he?
He was in South Africa until 2 days ago. Now he's in a meeting with some people with some company doing something.
Right.
So all my boys are off at nice places having dinner, and I'm all by myself with a fever.
That's terrible.
It's lovely.
But are you going to still keep doing your podcast after the Navlo Homo Pomo thing?
Yeah, I'm just using this 30 days to basically learn Final Cut, and then I'll take off and make movies.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Are you learning it well? Are you getting progress with it?
Yeah, it's just a different way of thinking.
Yeah.
That's all. But I don't think I'll ever be reconciled at level. But you know, my brain's not that twisted either. So.
I should send you the keyboard layout I use, because the problem with Final Cut is keyboard layout is retarded.
Yeah.
It's not really meant. There, you know, it's. I like to edit mostly with the. With the fingers, and not with the mouse, because I get the carpal tunnel because I'm almost 70.
Yeah.
So what I do is I map. I have a thing. Sorry, I got phlegm in my nose.
Gesundheit.
Thanks. Thank you for not blessing me, because I fucking hate when people bless me. Like, who the fuck are you to bless me, you asshole?
That's what I love about France. They don't do that bless you shit. They're not nice for no reason here, which I really do appreciate.
Yeah, well, that's how I learned not to say it. Actually, it was in France. I was in France with my mother. This was like 15 years ago. And we're at one of those long tables where they give you, you know, sausages that are made out of eyeballs. And the guy next to her looked like Alfred Hitchcock, and he sneezed. And my mother goes, God bless you. He goes, who are you to bless me? I never said bless you ever again.
It's stupid. I really find it stupid.
Yeah. Anyway, what was I? Oh. So there's this keyboard layout that maps Avid keys to Final Cut. So even if you don't know Avid, it's just a much more intuitive thing, I think.
Actually, it'll be interesting because, you know, I have a French keyboard, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I modify my Mac so it reads like an American keyboard.
I'm
thoroughly confused here. I'm a human being.
Don't they put the backslash in the wrong place and stuff like that? So you...
Yeah, that's when I'm writing HTML is when it's a pain in the ass.
It makes you swear a lot, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
why do they fucking do that? Why? I mean,
well, you know the French. They always have to do something different.
But you would think, I mean, how computer keyboards are relatively new. I mean, why do they?
Well, no, they just adapted it from typewriters. And then you've also got to consider that the French have a shitload of characters that we don't use regularly. You know, accents, umlauts, whatever they call these things, apostrophes.
They use umlauts in France?
Yeah, like Loïc Lemur. Hit the I in Loïc. It's got an umlaut.
That's because he's retarded, though.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. Do you... Okay, I'll bitch. Seismic is the most useless piece of shit ever.
Wait, what is? What is?
Seismic. I like Loïc because he takes criticism while I
didn't hear what you just said.
It,
Seismic?
Seismic. Seismic. S-E-E-I-S-M-I-C.
Seismic.
Yeah, it's Seismic, but he's saying Seismic.
I've never heard of this, but okay, go ahead.
I'm sure Shlomo will come up back with the counterpoint because he uses it like a motherfucker. But it's just basically people making videos, and then it has a link, and then you can answer back. I'm like, it's the same thing as freaking YouTube or Dailymotion or any of the other places.
Yeah.
It's just basically... But you can't even comment on these stupid videos. I mean, it's... Nah.
You know what I want is just like... I haven't been able to find it easily, but because, you know, I asked on Twitter, like, how you can make Flash videos, and I know that it's real easy to upload them to Blip, duh.
Yeah.
Or even to Podshow and do it. But the thing is, I want to, like, I want to just use the hosting people for hosting, and I want to be able to create my own little Flash.
Oh, because you do all that HD shit, so, yeah.
I want it to play, like, on my screen within a Flash box that belongs to me. And
can you do that normally when you have an FLV video going? Like, you know, just say you download an FLV, it'll play in the Flash box.
I don't know.
On the Flash
Actually,
player.
I've never tried it. I thought I could try that.
There is if you go onto Version Tracker, there is a couple of freeware applications that'll just automatically convert things to FLV for you.
Okay, because I can convert it to FLV. The problem is, how do I embed it in WordPress and give somebody the ability?
Oh, you want to use show in the boxes blog explosion. It's a WordPress tool that if you point to the file, it'll just embed it. It's awesome. Enric wrote it.
Can you spell that?
Vlogs. Just go to show in a box.tv. It's one of the components of Show in the Box.
Showinabox.tv. Is this one of Jay Dedman's things? Sounds like something.
Yeah, it's one of Jay and Ryan and Enric and Cheryl Colin. And a hell of a lot of people have been working their asses off on this. Jennifer Proctor.
Okay. Oh, this is great. I'm glad you gave me this.
Yeah,
so this
I'm
is
using
a WordPress
it.
Plugin. No fucking shit. This is fantastic.
And there's a way you can do lightboxing on it, too, which is I really like HP when you lightbox it.
You don't want to see my box.
I caught it once. I withered. Yeah. It took a week to recover.
You probably went broke. That's what happens.
Yeah, antibiotics.
Oh.
It's so, like shot in the ass antibiotics.
So what were you saying?
What was I saying? Show in a box. Manure. Fabulous. Oh. What's that?
Well, something about Loic Benoer.
I like Loic because he takes criticism pretty damn well, but he's still one of the stupid technorati, and it's all just so incestuous that it's.
I just am going to puke because, like yesterday, I saw all these references to that fat ass Om Malik and newtv.com. Who the fuck are these people? You know, I mean, I subscribe to his text blog, but like his videos, have you ever watched them?
No,
it's
I haven't.
It's gross. It's kind of like
so pathetic.
It's like exactly what you would picture Ali My Vagina looking like, only like 20 times fatter.
Oh God, Om the talking vagina.
Yeah. But I also wanted to complain about what was it? There was some other people thing. Oh, that video blogging group. What the hell? The video blogging Yahoo group?
You mean Jason Calacanis' Ann Coulter Forum?
Ann Coulter.
Well, I don't like Andrew Barron, but he did say something right about Calacanis.
What did he say?
Those of you who don't know, Calacanis came on and basically asked the Yahoo video blogging group, which is subscribed to like by 5,000 people. He's like, how do I get my show up to 150,000 viewers a day?
Uh-huh.
And you know, some of us saw it for what it was. And Andrew Barron comes in and says that Calacanis is basically Ann Coulter. He was spamming the group because he knew people would react negatively and it would be a big, long conversation. And guess what? It was. So, I mean...
yeah.
But, I mean, it's... It
I
really
think you're
has
right. Knowing the personality of that guy, I mean, for anyone else, I would say no, but knowing the way that guy operates, I think that's correct. Did you see my response?
Yes, it was fantastic.
I believe I said, I'm going to puke.
Yeah, you did.
But the thing is, I hate that because, like, nobody responds to my comment, but then, at least not, well, of course, I didn't look to see, but I assume nobody did, but then I get emails from people saying, oh my God, you're so great. I'm so glad you said that. Like personally,
because they don't want to ruin their future development deal when they get into their 40s and sell out and they see their 401ks empty.
Yeah, well,
you know it's true. This is going to happen to these people.
Oh, I don't disagree with that, but I just don't think, regardless of what your objective is, why you would just kiss people's asses. I don't think that gets you anywhere. Not in this stupid business. Yeah, I mean,
not
you have to get
business.
Noticed, and the only way you're going to get noticed is by being honest and saying shit, I think.
Well, or like Barron said, even though he's a big asshole, Barron said, just make your fucking show good.
that was a good point. And it
really
makes people
simple.
Very angry when their shows suck like mine, though, I have to say. Make your show good. Why? What does that fucking
your
do?
Your show has been fucking good this week, Madge.
My
it's
podcast?
Been better than a long time this week.
Are you retarded? My podcast?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm retarded, but I'm smart and retarded.
You must be behind because these shows have been so bad and embarrassing.
Oh, come on. The leopard voice for 15 minutes was a fucking crack up.
Well, that was pretty
that
good.
That was the best.
Yeah, that was good.
Even my boyfriend liked it.
Yeah.
And the opera translation was brilliant.
Yeah. Well, it's not brilliant. It's just I read it.
Well, yeah, but it takes something, you know. You had to do it. The timing, comedy is timing.
Yeah, I had to be really fucking bored.
Well, be bored more.
Today's show, I have to edit a lot because I said bad things. Like
that's all right.
Yeah, but they're not not good bad things, bad things.
Bad things? Like before you talk to me, bad things, or in this conversation?
No, not during this, but stuff related to Stink
Heron. The mothership, the flying spaghetti monster.
Yeah, Stink Heron VC. Stink Heron VC.
Yeah, I consulted that for the first time in months the other day, and I was just disgusted. I'd open up the can of worms, but I don't want to. I'll just say some people's political decisions are really odd.
Political, in what sense?
Somebody's endorsing Ron Paul.
Who? You can't say?
What?
You can't say?
Yeah, we'll probably have to cut it out, but Adam Curry is endorsing Ron Paul.
He is such an idiot.
Because he got him on his show.
He is such an idiot. Did you see, well, I don't know anything about Ron Paul, because I don't care about the election, but have you, this is the same person who said net neutrality is a bad idea. I mean, Adam Curry. But did you hear yesterday's show?
On your show yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The lovely mix in the beginning.
Did you hear what the guy talking about douchebags?
Yes.
It was rather crude, but then I had to put in. That was the only record. I think it was the last time I listened to Adam Curry was like 2.5 years ago. And that's like the most recent recording I had was when he just moved into the house in England, you know?
The Curry Manor.
Yeah.
The Curry Man face. But I don't know. I think podcasting's in a very interesting place.
How so?
I think it's, hang on, my phone's ringing. I just got to turn it off.
Okay.
Goodbye to you. Hang on, Mark's on the phone. Let's see what he has to say.
Oh, can you put him on speaker?
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
What's going on?
What do you think? I'm here.
Can you put him on speaker?
Yeah, you did. You want me to take a look and see where you're supposed to be?
And he's talking to Bicycle Mark, who's staying with him because that's how he got a uterine tract infection.
Hang on, Madge.
I'm talking because I can't hear Mark, so I have to not have dead air, unless you can put him on speakerphone.
Hang on, Mark. Okay, we got to find where Mark's supposed to be.
Can you put him on speakerphone? No. You don't have a speakerphone?
Yeah, oh, here we go. Okay. Hang on, Mark. You're on speaker, and I'm talking to Madge.
Mark?
He says hello.
But Mark can't hear me, but I can hear him. Tell him my vagina smells.
Hang on, you can talk.
I can't hear.
Hello?
Mark, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, I can't hear anything.
My vagina smells.
I'm really douchey doorman and we're eyeing my sneakers.
Hang on, Mark. Hang on,
Matt. Did he just say douchey doorman or eyeing my sneakers?
Talk. Say something.
This is terrible.
There's a lot of really bitchy doormen. Really muscular.
Where is he? Where are you?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm out front. I didn't want to hang out inside anymore with everybody giving me looks like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, it says after dinner party organized by Sam and Stocks, location Maxine.
Oh, he's at Maxine's?
Has he danced or something?
No.
Whatever.
Okay. Isn't Maxine's, did he say?
Maxine's. Hey, Mark, what I'll do is I'll look on the net and then I'll call and see if there's another location and then call you back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Wait a second. Isn't Maxine's that?
All right, bye.
Is that the same place as Maxine's in New York?
I think so. It's like a really shoo shoo foo foo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's look it up on the net.
And this is where that stupid sustainability bullshit is?
No, it's at the Bourse, the French stock market.
Look at this. Listen
look
to
at
this.
What?
This is interesting. This is related to us. From Louise. Louise Jefferson. May I have the possibility to organize the next VloggerCon in Hungary with my Hungarian partners? God,
wait, Louise Jefferson says this?
Louise D.
Oh, Louise D.
Louise.org.
Oh, you mean Vlog Europe?
Yeah.
Vlogger.
Well, he wrote VloggerCon. I think he meant Vlog Europe.
I thought we were going to do it in Paris.
In Heidelberg, we talked about Paris, but also the need to integrate Eastern Europe.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I like the idea of Hungary because it'd be cheap. And I love the baths.
I like the idea.
I like the baths. We could be like Dave Weiner. Did you ever see that picture of Dave Weiner naked in the sauna?
Yes, that was fabulous.
I ran into it yesterday. Because I was using the leopard, so I was, you know, looking through all these old photos. I thought, Jesus Christ, that looks like a gay sauna to me. I mean, granted, it didn't. That's probably not, because I've been to the Finnish saunas, and they, like, it has nothing to do
well,
with
well, the picture looks gay enough. Who cares if it's gay or not?
But they're, like, all sitting there with no pants on, just casually covering their genitals. And it's not Photoshopped, and I don't think he ever denied it. That's the weirdest. I would never post
it. No, he didn't deny it. He was just embarrassed and said it was bad journalism.
Well, I would never post it, because that's just...
Well, he didn't post it. Vallywag posted it.
Oh, I know. I know. But but I'm saying even I have more scruples than that.
Damn, it's a low bar.
I think Dave Weiner's been behaving himself lately.
He kind of has. I mean, yeah. I get annoyed with his repetition, but he does have pearls of wisdom once in a while, and I did love what he did to Calacanis at Gnome Dex. That was absolutely
Yeah, he shouted him down or something, right?
Yeah, he said, well, basically, Calacanis was giving a presentation about how the web is full of spam, and then he was spamming the entire audience with Mahalo because he wasn't talking about what his presentation said it was going to be about, what the headline said it was going to be about, how the internet is full of spam. So he basically said that Mahalo was the way to solve spam the entire time.
By spamming.
Right, by spamming. So, I don't know. I can't wait. It's coming. The bubble is bursting for Web 2.0, and it's going to make things a lot more bearable for the next 2 years, I think. It's so incestuous.
Yeah, but, what do you think about Al Gore joining Kleiner Perkins?
I think Kleiner Perkins is damn smart because net properties are out and sustainable technologies are in.
Yeah, but he also has a lot of connections with tech being on Apple's board.
Yeah, he's on that.
Yeah, I think it's really good, too.
Have you seen his office? He's got, like, 6 cinema display monitors, asshole.
Yeah, he's going to get brain cancer.
Well, that family has so much misfortune.
Did you upgrade to the Leopard?
No, I'm not touching that shit until at least there's 2 upgrades.
They just put out a first upgrade today.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
It's okay. But I think it's safe to upgrade now.
I'm really packed off at Apple anyway after the way they've handled the iPhone, and so they put software out too early. They don't tell you when upgrades of hardware is coming, so you can make purchasing decisions,
right.
So they can have their quarterly profit.
They give you free computers even though you're not on warranty.
I mean, I have this other blog called Organic Conversations where I kind of go deep into why Apple's full of shit, and
really?
They never declared.
I don't know about this.
Which
blog is this?
What's
the name of this blog?
Organic Conversations. It's kind of like my marketing blog.
.com?
My professional. .com, yeah.
Oh.
And I say, Apple never really closed out the Think Different era and kind of let all of us think that they were that, and then they kind of iPodded themselves. Uh-huh. And they never really just said, okay, we're not that anymore, we're this.
Well, you know what I was noticing? I was talking to Steve Harris about this the other day, is that Apple's hardware strategy has been towards minimalism, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But their software strategy is towards maximalism, because each rev of the operating system gets tackier and more, cluttered. Like, this latest one with CoverFlow, this thing where, it lets you see previews of everything with this, iTunes interface. It looks like iTunes is all over my screen, and I keep thinking, oh, let me close iTunes, but you can't. It's the Finder. And it just keeps getting more and more cluttered. So I think instead of doing the minimalist thing on the GUI, making it as simple as possible to get what you need.
Right, or at least a blank palette, blank canvas from which you can create your own user environment.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like there's so much shit that they offer that I don't want to use. I don't use iWeb. I won't use .Mac anymore.
Yeah, me too.
I don't use iCal because nobody else does. I use Google Calendar. I can't use Mail because I'll end up storing 4 gigs of mail on my computer. I love the some of the software they put out standalone. Final Cut makes me very happy. I hate their new version of iMovie.
I love it.
you do?
Mm-hmm. I do. Because I think but I love it. I don't use it I'm not the intended audience, but I love it because I use it as a tool to create footage that I bring into another editor, namely the Ken Burns stuff, like the Cheryl ads. The Cheryl ads. Oh, by the way, Cheryl got fired. I can't say that.
What?
Cheryl got fired. They didn't the spy.
They find it did show. Oh no! What for the seventh grade art deck prize?
I think it has something to do with showing corpses during your ad for a certain type of substance. It was talking about I got some worms in my laps right now. Well, you know. Anyway, but those visuals with the Ken Burns I did on that iMovie, and it works very fast.
Did you use the old version or the iLife 08 version?
No, the 08. I never used the old version. This is the first one that's been useful really? For me to use. Yeah, because and plus the sharing thing is really cool because it creates versions you can share on that goes to
it compresses YouTube easy.
or even the phone size, but. I don't know. I think the problem is that it's I like it. But the thing is, it doesn't have all the stuff that I like normal, consumer would want as at that level, I guess. It's not really an ICE product. It's more like, to me, it's just like it's a tool to create photo montages.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got it. I mean, I use it for Lumiere's because I can do Lumiere's in 30 seconds with that thing.
Or it's a good way to do rough edits because with Final, you can export it to XML and then Final Cut lets you import it. So for rough edits, just to experiment, it's really cool because you have that ability to like scan over the shit with your mouse and it just shows you previews.
That's true. Yeah, instead of hitting JK.
Yeah,
and I hate the capturing process on Final Cut. It really drives me up a wall.
Yeah, well, this new version, they just put out 6.02 yesterday, which is very interesting because it lets you capture directly to their ProRes codec.
Right.
So that means, it doesn't probably mean anything for you, but since I actually use Avid, what it means is it takes out a step of what I have to do to get my stuff into Avid.
I see. So yeah, it's a compression step.
Yeah. What about the capture process bothers you in Final Cut though?
Well, it says my camera does not obey. I do in and out points and my Canon just doesn't obey. No matter what settings I put, it just won't. It just won't take. So I just have to.
You have to use FireWire Basic.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No, that's what's in the notes. I mean, it's. I have a Canon camera too. With Canon, you have to use FireWire Basic setup for the device control.
Okay, I'll do that because I thought it was. I thought it might be a PAL versus NTSC issue.
No, it's not. But I usually just capture the whole thing and then I, edit.
Yeah, I just worked that into my workflow, so I probably won't even fix it. Yeah. So I just got. Everything was interlaced for like a week. I couldn't figure out how to compress correctly. I had to go back to Ryan on FreeVlog and do it right again. Because, I hack my way through learning these things.
Who doesn't?
I know.
I mean, my attitude is I'd much rather pay the money for new stuff than have to pay a school to teach me how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I looked at these Final Cut classes and I'm like, fuck that.
But what's cool, though? I don't know. How do you compress? What do you use to compress your videos? Like...
Oh, I just use Final Cut itself. I don't even use the compressor.
Okay, because
I just export. Yeah.
MPEG Stream Clip just did an upgrade, and that's what I've been using for a long time to compress for the web. But they put out a new version that compresses, more than one format at once, just like compressor. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it uses all available CPU power, so it's really, 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 really much faster.
So you could actually get up and clean your house while it compresses your videos.
Yeah, and you'd be done. I mean, it's even on like the MacBook Pro that I have, the 2 gigahertz, it's super fast compressing.
Oh, really?
Oh, like at least twice, probably three times faster than a compressor.
Shit. Let me see how fast.
And the quality is better. And it has built-in presets. Yeah, MPEG Stream Clip is awesome. That's one thing that was useful from my short-lived relationship with that whore from Geek Brief.
God, what happened to her? She dead yet?
I think she died in a speaking in tongues ritual. Her tongue took a life of its own and strangled her. She got strangled by her own tongue.
Got annoyed with her and strangled her ass.
Get me out of here.
bitch. God did his service.
I'd rather be dead than be in your mouth. No, I don't know. I guess she's still doing the show. She's still popular, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing I did say on that Calacanis thread, is I talked about how fucking tired and limiting that the tits plus tech model is.
It's everywhere. And, you know, I really think I'm seeing that model being copied on mainstream television. I know it sounds crazy because everybody's copying TV, but I think that model with the tits and the announcer announcing about nothing, knowing nothing, but pretending to, and just basically being an obvious tit.
Giving off the scores on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that model I really see is going the other way. It's going from the web to mainstream. Like, there's all these things on TiVo. When I'm in Holly's house, they have TiVo. And there's all these, like, TV guide things where it gives you previews of shows. And it's always some weird-ass anorexic disaster of a woman who, being, you know, a lesbian, I have good taste in women. And I can't figure out how in the world anybody considers these people attractive. It's like these skinny, like, anorexic
popsicle
people.
Sticks with the head.
Yeah, but with huge fake tits. And they're, like, talking about shows that are, I mean, and these talking head scripts are so horribly written. I mean, it's like the worst writing you can imagine. Like, and now we're really on fire because St. Elmo's Fire is on, you know, HBO. That, like, things that are that bad. And with the same shitty green screen and everything.
I can't watch American TV anymore. I just can't. I mean, unless the commercials are cut out. I mean, I kindly borrow a few television programs from the U.S., but if they had commercials in them, I wouldn't watch.
Well, I have Replay TV, which skips them automatically. But did you watch Deadwood? What'd you say?
I said I watched some of it. Sorry, I mean A White Chocolate Covered Oreo.
I just discovered that show because John from Cincinnati, it's David Milch did that. So I watched John from Cincinnati. Then I found out he did Deadwood. So I started watching Deadwood. I fucking love that show. They swear constantly and say cocksucker fuck. And
that, they do every other fucking word.
It's so great. And that woman that plays Calamity Jane is fucking awesome. She's like, fuck you. What the fuck are you looking at? Go get fucked. What's up with
would
you? Go fuck
you.
What?
Would you lick her vagina?
Oh, for sure. I think I might have in a lesbian bathhouse in Treblinka.
What's
the
finder?
But that show, I fucking love it. And I'm like thinking, wait a second, this shit's on HBO. I should be why do I have to like hide myself in the bowels of Pod Show? You know, this. Granted, it got canceled after 3 years, but still, it lasted 3 years.
Yeah. No, I think maybe you should go to LA or New York.
Yeah. Well, I'm not...
The economy may have collapsed, but entertainment will always be in L.A. and New York.
Yeah, but I don't really want to... New York is possible. I could go to New York because Griselda's there. But I think L.A. is horrible. But, you know, the thing is, that's why I've also been really editing on Avid is because I'm trying to make myself marketable in the world of television and film as opposed to...
That hole is hairy. That hole is hairy.
It will be. Okay.
See you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, well, thank God. That was nice. At least I got to have a decent conversation on my program. Now it's fucking 4 o'clock, and I have a fucking hour before I have to go to the fucking birds. I have this snot that won't fucking go away. Hold on. I need to find a napkin. Oh, fuck. Oh, here's one. I'm just going to blow my nose and then I'll say goodbye. Assholes. Jesus Christ. Soy sauce. Hey. Vay. Good lordy. Is it gone? Is it out of me? All right, everyone. This is 94 minutes, give or take. Well, it's 94 minutes before I edit everything out. That's bad, so. Goodbye.
Yeast. Bye, yeast. Good yeast.
There's a restaurant in Indiana called Hardee's. And they used to put a sticker on all the food in the morning before, you know, when everybody was in high school was stoned, and it said, "Good morning, egg. Bye. Good morning, egg."
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.